you doing this afternoon?
Had a pretty bad cold, but other than that, just come down. Let me turn this CW off. Down to the radio room and listen to a fella from India that I've talked to before, but I'm not going to get on there. We're just sitting here watching one of these modern shows, Kojak, if you ever heard of that.
I've never heard of him before. I'm just now leaving downtown Greenville. So I left the Confederate Museum. I had a meeting tonight.
Down there. I don't want to be around anybody with this cold. Bernice has got it, too. First time we had a cold in several years. And boy, it's a booger. Taking Mucinex for it and vitamin C. And oh, just praying it'll get over with. It really stinks.
Much of that. Knock on wood, I don't know the last time I've actually had a cold, but I hate to hear that that's going on. But yeah, just stay inside, keep medicated and hydrated. That's all about you can do.
And doing. Well, we got anything.
Our executive council meeting. We got a meeting coming up on Thursday. We're just going over some stuff, getting ready for it.
Well, when we was visiting here a long time ago, the daughter took us down there, and I remember going. I was invited by an older gentleman, really a sophisticated guy, and he was sitting at a big mahogany table with a whole bunch of books around, and told me things about the Confederacy I never knew. And you know, on Channel 4-4. All day today, they've been playing a thing. It's the Story Channel on the Civil War today.
I've seen that channel. I just came across it recently. Because usually we watch MeTV on 4.2 in the evenings, and one day I switched over and saw 4.4 was like, I think they call it Story TV or something like that. But yeah, they got some pretty good shows on there, and most of them are fairly accurate.
Yeah, but there was things there that I didn't realize. There's a lot to that into history. Not just slavery, but other things. But terrible war, I'll tell you. But I enjoy watching that channel. On Monday, it's Military Day, and they cover everything, all different services, you know, from Coast Guard to Air Force to Army to Marines to Navy, you name it. They do all of it. I hope you can't hear that audio. Bernice is over there watching TV. I'm just sitting there looking at the band scope. But it's a great channel, and then they have Modern Marvels on there at times, and I like that because it's industrial technology mostly. And you can just kind of pick and choose whenever you want to watch it. And I don't think, when I scanned the channels, I don't think it's been on there many years. But, boy, it's worthy of watching. It's N0TR.
I think that channel's been on that channel for a while because I think I'd scanned it a couple months ago and it wasn't there. And then I updated a scan about a month or so ago and came across it, so. But yeah, I think it's a fairly recent addition on the lineup. K85WLO Mobile Friday.
Saturday night you might enjoy. It's 31-5. And it starts out with Bye Bye Black Sheep. And the Marine Corps and the F4U Corsairs and that, you know. And then I've seen all of them, but I still watch them again on Saturday night. And then they go to Tour of Duty in Vietnam, and then they go to Combat, and then another one that I don't really care that much for called the Rat Patrol. That's on 31-5. 31-2 is another interesting channel at times of a morning. They play Modern Marvels and things like that. And once in a while I watch 40-4, but it's been quite a while. And the rest of them, they're kind of kaput.
I'd have to check out that Black Sheep Squadron. I used to love that show when it was on. And you said We sometimes watch Spengoolie on 4.2 on the Saturday nights around 7 or 8 o'clock. He comes about that. But anyways, 31.5
said. X5, I think, is what you kick in on your transmitter. But it's great on Saturday night. He starts out with two episodes of, Boeington and his bad black sheep. And then it goes to two episodes of Tour of Duty right now. And then I like combat. It's World War II. And then I think it's the Rat Patrol and then 12 o'clock high. But it's called the Hero Channel.
I'll have to write that down when I get home and make sure I check that out on Saturday. So, anyways, how's Miss Bernice and you doing otherwise other than the cold?
I've tried to beat it out of her, ain't it, Mom? Yeah. It don't help. She's doing fine. She's getting more sassy by the day. We was trying to figure out who was the boss today, and I said, well, we'll just go 50-50. You're the boss part of the time. And then when I don't agree with you, I'm the boss that time. shoot. We still have disagreements, but after 54 years, you're going to have that.
You've never had a fight in all those 54 years. I'm sure that's never happened. Anyways, I better sign. I'm starting to get into the shadow of Paris Mountain, and it's starting to get scratchy, so... I'm hoping to still make the repeater, but receive side is starting to fail me here. So I'll talk to you later, and y'all take care. N0TRK5WLL, clear on your final.
Okay, anyway, well, that's good opposites attract, because she's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me. She's very quiet and just great. And I'm very lucky. But watch out for that weather tomorrow. Leroy, the forecast is, I think it's going to start out at a low in the morning and pretty cold, like 39, but it'll only raise about 5 degrees, and there's actually sleet and snow in the higher elevations of the mountains, but it's supposed to do that pretty much all day, I think. You'd have to watch the forecast, but them old leaves out there are still pretty slick on the roadway, too. See you later, Leroy. Nice to talk to you this evening, K5WLL N0TR.